This is a Harper Guys production.
The Harper contains foul language and adult material. If you are easily offended and thin-skinned, you should hit the stop button now. And if you are not a complete idiot, let's get this party started.
Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen. If I was informed correctly, the clock is ticking. Is that right, Jimmy?
Yeah, but good luck arguing that in court. Let me get down to brass tacks.
Listen, let's get down to brass tacks here. How much for the ape?
Jack, let's just cut the crap and get down to brass tacks here.
Are you hating on Neil Diamond?
Holy fuck, Neil Diamond.
Our dream of deathmatch is going to come to fruition, and my golden ticket is going to pay off.
Hoo-ah.
Don't you fucking hoo-ah me, motherfucker.
I want the ability to time travel.
Dumb. This is stupid.
Welcome to the Hopper, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jake. With me, as always, my co-host, Adam.
That's right.
Had to change my bob and weave up a little bit there. I was getting a little bit predictable on the intro. We're going to let Adam get started off with our PSA tonight.
Oh, my God. I'm not even ready. Just kidding. Okay. Episode 86. Climbing up the charts there. Visit us at theharperguys.com. Once you're there, you can find our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube... YouTube channel links. live podcasts are the best. Also, you can find us everywhere podcasts are found. By the way, go to our YouTube channel right now and subscribe. FYI, we have discontinued our Patreon for the time being. We've decided that we did get a handful of patrons, and we do appreciate your undying patronage, but we feel like the extra time we're putting into it isn't cutting the mustard like we had hoped.
Just for what the time investment is to put a third show together every month, it's a lot, especially right now. I mean, we know that we're not alone in the world to where everybody's super busy. There's a lot going on and a lot of different facets of work. And for what it is, we didn't have a Patreon following that we felt like we couldn't stop at this point in time. When we get back in, all of you that are currently with us on Patreon, you'll be right back in. No problems. You know, we're going to get restarted from right where you're at. It'll be fine. But if we go back that way, we'll definitely let you know ahead of time.
Yes, yes. So we're still weighing some options, whether we want to start adding ads to the shows or if we're going to go back into the Patreon. So we will figure that out and we will let you know.
Truth. What do you got to start us off with tonight, brah?
Well, you know, I hate to just really cut to the quick on current events.
Just do it.
But sometimes we have to talk about common sense in the country.
Yeah.
And right now our country is more divided than ever, in my opinion.
Probably since the 1860s, I would agree with that.
Yeah. It's literally over political views.
It's over political views, but it's also what those political views stand for.
Right.
And people's way of life and how both sides feel like whichever side's in power, it's going to hinder their way of life and what they expect this American life experience to be like.
I know when Trump won the election in 2016, mm-hmm. I remember people crying that they were going to lose this and lose that. And those cries didn't last very long before I think people realized they didn't lose anything.
I mean, if you go back and look, I think the things that would have changed would have been things like DACA, right? The Dreamers, so where he shut that program down. That will be restarted if everything holds going forward. That was one that was definitely a big deal. There was a bunch of defense money that was used to build the wall. It's most of the way up at this point. It sounds like they've got the allocation in place to finish it, no matter what happens over the next 2.5 months. You've got more money in your paycheck because of the tax breaks that happened. I'm trying to think there's a lot less people that are in jail today because of some reforms that happened there. Minorities have more forced opportunity, which is good. Women have more forced opportunity, which is good. I don't know what all of the drawbacks are. That I really wish that I could sit down with a pure liberal that could sit here with me and neither one of us be any kind of charged about the whole thing and just have an honest discussion. We've talked about it how many times on the show that we wish that people could have more honest discussions. I mean, you think about how many people you know that are oppose you that you can't even talk to about it because you don't want to fight with your friends and family.
For sure.
But I think that that divide that you were talking about, it's creating in its own ways a bit of a knowledge divide. I don't think that people that have a different viewpoint than me at this point in time genuinely understand what my thoughts, fears, concerns, ambitions are. And I'll be honest, I don't understand a lot of theirs.
Well, so I had our last topic on here called arguing with knowledge.
Oh.
But I think I'm going to bring it right up in here because it absolutely covers this exact topic.
Okay.
My daughter, who is a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I told you a little bit about this. One of her teachers, with the election going on, and this is before whether it's, you know, cheating or not, we didn't know the results of the election.
Mm-hmm.
So the teacher said, hey, tell me your bias, your biases or whatever, your bias towards, you know, whatever party you know,
mm-hmm.
or more you lean towards.
Sure.
And then also tell us what you've heard from news media is about the other side. And so we're talking about this. She's 14,
mm-hmm.
going to be 15 in a few weeks. And I said, this is a really weird question for a teacher, in my opinion, to ask a 14-year-old.
Right.
Because you probably don't even know.
No.
You've heard maybe your parents talk, your grandparents talk.
Yeah.
But still, maybe you don't give a shit.
Right. Is there a TikTok about it? That's
right. So, well, we're getting there.
Okay.
So, I said, hey, you need to have an informed answer. Most of us have the internet at our fingertips.
Typically.
I said, pull it up right now. She pulls it up. Liberal versus conservative. The topics that divide those sides.
Yes.
Which, you know, there's like 12 topics, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're going down through, we're talking, we're discussing each one. And she's like, well, I see two on the liberal side that I could get behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
Okay.
She goes, so we'll just say 10 to 2 is where she's at.
Yeah.
Those two, not afraid to dive in a little bit. Those two, one was the now she understands that there should be some gray area because we had this discussion.
Yeah.
But the abortion laws, and I know this is a very hot button topic.
Right now, and it's catching fire now.
Right. But she, as much as she doesn't believe that a 9 or an 8.5 month old gestation period child should be able to be taken,
mm-hmm.
she does believe that, you know, it's still your body.
Sure.
So she's kind of on the fence with that. But then the gay and lesbian marriages, she's like, you know what? People should be able to do what they want.
Sure.
Support that. So that was on the liberal side. The rest, she's like,
oh, they still have same sex marriage listed as not across all lines?
No.
Really?
Maybe this was an old website, but I don't know. But it said that on...
anybody that's not on board with that now is a moron.
Well, they said on the conservative side, they didn't believe it should be a part of the churches and it shouldn't be, you know, part of the state. So maybe that's been updated. I don't know. But nonetheless, so she did this for school.
Yeah.
She put a report out. She needed my help. I helped her just get some knowledge, and she's like, I got it. I'm good.
Yeah.
She did it. She got a good grade, whatever.
Good.
It didn't even matter if she failed it. I'm glad she got the information for her knowledge.
Sure.
So, TikTok. There's this girl. It's around my daughter's age. Maybe she's like 16.
Okay.
She's on there blabbing and blabbing and blabbing about the Biden camp and all this stuff about the liberals and this and that.
Good or bad? Like, what's the context?
Like, she's all for the liberals.
Okay.
And she's spewing about how bad Trump is and all this other stuff. And now, a little history of this girl. I don't know who she is. Never seen her.
Sure.
But my daughter's telling me that she leaves posts up for 6 months, a year. Like, they don't go away.
Yeah.
So this is what she does. And so my daughter starts engaging her with her newfound knowledge.
Mm.
And this girl's like, blabbity, you know, conservatives and the right, they just did all this other stuff. And so my daughter starts going down these topics that she's just learned. And she's like, hey, you know, I can get on the side of a couple of these.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I can't see why you would agree with this, and this. And the girl starts spewing at her, like, mm-hmm. your opinion is wrong, and yeah, and she's telling me this, and we start laughing, because I'm like, okay, we all know that no one's opinion can be wrong. You might not be right.
Right.
But your opinion is your opinion.
It's an opinion until it's something that can be proven.
Well, still. I mean, if you and I have opinions about music, they're opinions.
Right, because they can't be proven.
Right.
If we have an opinion on what's going to happen in the Browns game this week, that will eventually be proven out.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but when you're arguing from a position of strictly opinion,
right? So
you're not going to get anywhere.
Long story short,
yeah,
my daughter was just giving this girl it, mm-hmm. and being very polite, and the girl was kind of freaking out a little bit. She went back a couple days later. The girl had deleted everything.
Really?
The girl that doesn't delete anything and has these, you can go back and check all her. So my daughter, I was so proud of her.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you did it. You just shut up and ignorant, whatever you want to call her, because she didn't know the facts. And
there's a lot of them that don't.
And there was probably somebody that said, listen, this girl just roasted you.
Yeah.
You might want to get it off there.
Right.
And she did.
Sure. I love that. You know?
And it has nothing to do with left or right or liberal or conservative. It's just know some facts before you start running your mouth.
Right. So I'll throw this out there. The topic originally was the country divide.
Right.
Right. One of the big problems that I have right now is as soon as the networks called Biden the president-elect, which I'm not saying that he is, I'm not saying that he isn't. And I will go on record to say this. Whoever is standing at the inauguration, I am going to support my president, because at the end of the day, we're all in the same sandbox. People forget that very, very quickly. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't even want to acknowledge that that's the case, that the left, if the entire right was gone, what do they think that they would have left? The entire right, if the entire left was gone, what do we think we would have left? Half of a country on either side.
Right.
And it wouldn't be a good look. I mean, you got to have some diversity in there, right? But the problem that I have with everything here is that one of the big things that you keep seeing everywhere is unity and healing. Unity and healing. This is going to be the 4 years of unity and healing from a group of people that have created nothing but turmoil over the last 4 years, who go out and they attack Trump supporters at a rally this weekend. I mean, elderly Trump people. I'm talking people in their 70s being knocked to the ground, kicked,
and they're getting abused for it.
That's what I'm saying. People that hide behind their pussy ass masks instead of standing up like the other side does and is proud of who they are and what they do. The problem is, if you want to bridge that gap, the Democratic Party needs to start having some accountability inside itself and stop vilifying the other side. You want to be the party of healing and unity? If that's the position that you want to take, if you think that Donald Trump is what divided this country and not the ideology that he represents, then when you're going to start doing that, you need to come back. So what happened. Biden came out yesterday and he said that he denounces all of the violence that took place at the march. But I want to make a special point that he especially denounces the racist things that happened at that march. There was one asshole with a sign that had something stupid on there about welcome to the new world order to black people and Native Americans. Okay, that guy doesn't belong. You know what I mean? And this is where we have to get to a point where we can understand that there are people on the fringes on both sides.
Who was he supporting?
He was supporting Trump.
Oh,
but like you're gonna get some crazy super righties. There's some crazy super lefties out there. The problem is that on the right, we can see when that person is way out of line. Like, no, don't do that. We don't support you. We don't agree with that guy. He's a moron. The left ideology is that they are inclusive of everybody, so you can't be too far left. So that's why, you know, it's going to be hilarious. Have you seen what's actually going on now with Congress?
No.
Okay, so the Senate is going to be really, really close. We got the two-seat runoff that's going on in Georgia. Right now, it's 50-48 in favor of the Republicans, right? So where there's two seats open, if it ends up 50-50, the tying vote on everything is going to be Kamala Harris, because the vice president is the one who actually presides over Congress. Over the Senate, they make that call. There have been multiple, I think three or four senators that are Democrats that have said, we ain't packing the courts, don't even try. We're blue-collar Democrats. We're not this New World Order, super crazy socialist. We're not packing the courts. We're not passing the Green New Deal. We're not doing any of this. We are conservative Democrats. I mean, like the guy from West Virginia. He's like, I'm from a coal mining state. We are the blue-collar part of America. I'm not going to be taking people away from these people. They don't have nothing else to give you, you know?
Right.
And he agreed. Like, that's the thing that kills me. It's like, we talked about Roe v. Wade for like 1 second there. I don't mean to commandeer your whole thing here. I apologize.
No, it's good. Let's go.
But we talked about Roe v. Wade being a thing that's hugely on the table now because the Supreme Court is definitely tilted toward the conservatives. What nobody wants to talk about is the fact that when Roe v. Wade was passed, you know what kind of court you had then? You want to take a shot in the dark and guess?
No.
It was a Democratic court. If that had been a conservative court, it never would have gone through. So that's the world that we're living in, you know? And they're just enforcing what the laws are. That's the other great thing about the Supreme Court that nobody realizes. They have the power to make zero laws. They make calls in interpreting laws on a federal level. That's what they deal with. So people that want to go against the grain and break this kind of stuff, again, it goes against the whole healing and unity that they're looking for. I mean, what do you think the answer is to this divided country right now? I don't like being at odds with people. You know what I mean? And I know how we felt in 2016. And because of how I felt then, I know how people feel in 2020 that are Biden supporters, that they're just elated that he's currently looking like he's going to be the guy. You know what I mean? You got to be a gracious loser at some point in your life. You know what I mean? You're not going to have somebody from your side in the entire time. It's never going to work out that way. But at some point in time, if you want to be the people to bring it back together, how do they do that?
No matter who is officially elected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we have to take this scenario. Scenario is Biden is the president.
Yep.
That's the first scenario.
Mm-hmm.
We all move on. You won't catch me ever saying, not my president.
No.
But there are plenty of people that want to say that because that's all the other side was saying.
It's like they're shock and awe, though. It's stupid. Just because somebody else doesn't mean it's okay for you to do it.
I don't know. You know what? I challenge anybody to say that on either side.
Yeah.
To literally say that and then leave the fucking country because that's where you belong. Go, yeah. Get.
All the people that threaten to leave if he won again? Get the fuck out.
Go. Well, no, I'm talking either side. If you're going to really say that, then just pack your shit up and move to Mexico or Canada. Well, just go. See how well you do.
Yeah.
See, senor. So, I don't know where I was going. I had my teeth in something here. But what did you ask me?
I asked you what you would do about the divide. Like, what do you think the answer is? And you said that you would support Biden.
Oh, yeah. I would support Biden, but if it goes the other way, I just don't know what's going to happen to this country. So if it flips, if it reverses, if there is if the investigation and some things that are kind of coming to light actually start to gain momentum and things flip around and they actually declare Trump the winner, I think it's going to be like the Browns winning a Super Bowl. I think the half of the country is going to burn it down.
I mean, I do believe that if it stays the way that it is, it's not going to be a fun 4 years, especially given the fact that the Senate power is probably going to be held by Republicans. So you're basically going to have a 2-on-2 game, right? You're going to have the House of Representatives and the president are going to be Democratic. You're going to have a Supreme Court and a Senate that's Republican. You ain't getting shit done other than things that can be done with the stroke of a pen under that kind of administration, which might be the best thing for Biden, because I feel like he's actually a fairly conservative Democrat. Given his age and some of the policies and stuff that he's talked about, I think that might be the best thing to keep him off the hook of everything. Because if they control everything, then if he doesn't follow the new group agenda, you know what I mean? It's going to get kind of messy through the whole thing. But you're right. If something happens And in the 11th hour, they come back and they discount a bunch of votes. And they end up flipping, what, 3 to 4 states is what Trump needs to happen. I mean, we're talking about the Music City Miracle here. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, have you heard all of the alleged cheating and what they've talked about?
Yes.
They've talked about, they'll ask people, which I don't know why you would ever answer anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But they would split the line. Mm-hmm. They would say, you know, Republicans over here. And they would give the Republican folks Sharpies because they know Sharpies don't work to fill in those little things.
Really?
Have you heard this?
I have seen a little bit about it, but not in depth.
I guess if you use a Sharpie on a ballot, it doesn't actually It doesn't register as a vote. So they were doing that. Now, this is all alleged. I'm not sitting here saying that this actually happened.
Right.
The other one was... the Dominion voting machines. Have you heard of these?
Oh, yeah. I've been inundated with questions and things about this. If it looks like shit and smells like shit, it's probably shit.
So these Dominion voting machines apparently came from other, like they were devised in other countries for rigging elections long ago. Like I'm going to say, I think it was Mexico or Venezuela or something like that. And it just kept the same guy in every single time, because what you can do is there's technology already built around there where you can actually go in and there's an algorithm that will actually, you can change it.
It's two lines of code.
Yeah. And it will actually start to sway the vote.
There was a hacker convention in 2017 that they brought this software out. And you ever seen like TED Talks, how they'll be like anywhere between a 10 and 30, 45 minute talk that somebody's given on a particular subject that they're considered a subject matter expert? At this hacker convention, one of the gentlemen came out and his entire thing was about this software, to where basically what he did is he brought it up, you know, and he showed exactly how you vote and this is how your vote gets tabulated and this is where it goes. And then he literally pulled up the interface, put in two lines of code, saved it, rebooted the whole thing, and it would take it and it would take, like, say Canada A, just A and B. If you're in for Canada A, it'll take it and mirror it and flip it to candidate B and then send it through that way. And it's a very, very real thing on a very susceptible piece of software. So there was 2,600 ballots that were found in Arizona yesterday. Did you hear about that?
No.
And this isn't propaganda by anybody. This is being reported by everybody in news. 2,600 of them were found. More than 2/3 of those were Trump votes. So he made up the gap in Arizona by another 1,000 votes yesterday on mystery votes that happened to show up. Like, these are the things. I am not saying he won. I'm not saying he lost. I'm not saying he won. But all of these things that are going on, it doesn't give anybody any faith in our election process the way it stands today.
This is what I told my family. If this is overturned and we find out that this was truly cheating to the fullest extent using technology,
mm-hmm.
it could be the end of our country.
I mean, I think...
Why would you ever vote for another president?
I honestly think that if we get to the point that things get turned over, even if one state gets flipped in this whole thing, the reverberation from this is going to lead to some kind of a large-scale internal country conflict.
I mean, I don't know how you could ever vote again and be like, why am I doing this?
Well, that's one of the things that, again, there's expectations that you have on leadership. You know, everybody is upset about different things. At some point in time, with all of these irregularities being found, the Democrats are not even acknowledging that it happened. They're just upset that Trump's not handing over the keys of the castle right away. At some point in time, they're going to have to be like, you know what? We're not saying we did anything wrong. It's not what we're saying. But what we're saying is we need to do a full audit of the election process and hand the playbook that we think is what's going to work to the American people. Once they do that, at least you have a chance of having people believe in voter integrity, because that's what we don't have right now.
I don't know. I don't want to sit here and sound like some idiot. I'm sure if I sat down and thought about it and put it to pen to paper, I could figure out a pretty good way to handle voting.
What I love is that have you seen the Canada Election Committee? That's Mm-mm. They've actually been putting a bunch of information out there, because they're like, look, We don't want anything like that to happen here. So they're putting information out there to their people to say, hey, just so that you know, prior to our next election, this is what the process is. This is how the whole thing works. The only people that are allowed to send in mail-in ballots are people that have some kind of a physical constraint that stops them from being there, or if you are military or somebody that's going to be overseas, right? To where their number of mail-in ballots make up way less than like 1%. I mean, they're super, super low. Everybody else has to show up in person with a paper ballot. That paper ballot is taken by people that are actually working for the federal government. This is not people that are just pollsters that volunteered to go work for this stuff. They are actual people that work for the federal government, and they have a process that they have to go through for the ballot harvesting that goes on.
Still hard to trust.
I don't know, though. If you read more and more about it, though, it's a whole lot better than what we got here, which is, again, are you disappointed in that, though? Yeah, if we're the leader of the free world, right? We are number one. How do we not have some kind of an ironclad, foolproof fucking election system? Especially knowing what this election was going to be.
See, when I hear somebody cheated, I always say, listen, I'm sure both sides do a little bit of this and that. I believe that Jake's theory at some point, when it all costs, and if it's for the presidency of the United States, and these people, I mean, this is, it's such a big scale that I think that, and I think we've seen it at times, whether we knew it, didn't know it, back in the Gore Bush.
Gore thought he was president for like 40 whatever days.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be ignorant to think that both sides don't try to get an upper hand in some way or another.
Mm.
But you hope it's not on such a large scale that this could be such a shockwave to the country that, one, the lefts go crazy because Trump is actually in, and two, the country falls apart because who's, like, the you can't trust anybody.
I mean, we're getting closer and closer to that. That's what I'm saying. At some point in time, if the left at some point wants to build this unity and healing that they're talking about, they got to come up with a plan for this and give it to the American people. And if they don't do it, it's going to be a huge missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, the great part is the infighting with all of them. I mean, you talk about a party that I don't even know how they won. I mean, they really, if they did win, and it looks like that's going to be the case, they literally won because so many people don't want Trump.
Right.
As their president. It has nothing to do, I honestly don't believe that Biden wins a general election against Romney, against Bush, I mean, against any of these people.
I said that all along, too. I have said that and been on quote saying that.
That's why he didn't campaign. He didn't have to.
Right. It wasn't that people were voting for Biden. They just,
right.
Some of them just didn't want Trump.
Right. I mean, not some. I firmly believe that that's basically all of them. This is all love and hate and all about loving or hating Trump.
I do have this to say.
Okay.
Fuck you, LeBron James.
I thought this
was so funny on the night of the election because Trump was kicking ass in Florida, and then it came across the next day or later that night that fuck you, Michael Jordan. MJ and LeBron actually went down and they paid. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
They paid to expunge a bunch of felony. I guess if you are a felony,
if you're
convicted of a felony and you haven't paid your fines or whatever,
right,
then you cannot vote.
Oh, so they went down and expunged. Well, it
said the number said $27 million. They spent.
Florida.
And I was laughing so hard because, I don't know, did he end up?
He won Florida, handily.
Who did?
Trump.
Right. And he still lost Florida.
And Bloomberg spent almost $100 million down there, too.
Right. So, fuck you, LeBron. I mean,
like I said before, I'm glad he's gone. Thanks for the championship. C'est la vie, my friend.
I mean, maybe it's just if I was a Biden fan, I would be like, way to go, LeBron. But you know what? No. No. For one, why would you spend that much money? And you just basically wasted all that money.
Right.
I mean, it's you could have... Here's my theory. if you and Michael Jordan feel like you have to spend that kind of money on an election, I want to see double that money in the poverty-stricken areas of Detroit, Cleveland, Los Angeles, where that money could actually do some good. You're expunging some felonies, back pay so they can vote.
Sure,
48,000 felonies, I think, is what they
expunged. It's not surprising. I mean, are you shocked at any of that? I'm not.
I mean, what?
Here's the thing. I think you said something earlier that I've said many times, but you took it out of context.
Okay.
Okay. I'm all about winning, right? And I've definitely.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. Hold on.
Oh, wait
no,
a
no,
second.
No, no,
here.
No, 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 no. You, if you're going to say it, I get to defend it.
Okay.
That's how this is supposed to go, right? I've said many times when it comes to sports, especially, I would say almost on its own island. It's if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right?
No.
Now, when it comes to poker, I don't feel that way because you don't cheat your fucking friends and you don't cheat at fucking cards. Like there's certain things that like
I think if you get caught cheating at cards, you're getting your ass beat.
You can have your money or the hammer, but you can't have both. You know what I mean? Like, but when it comes to something like this that is built on integrity,
but is it though?
An election? Yes.
You and I, as folks of the United States, believe that. But I think when you get into that, the political end of it, I think that they do what it takes. They spend all kinds of taxpayers' money. They don't give a fuck.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, was it Thomas Jefferson that said it best? The power is not in the number of people that vote for you. It's in who counts your vote.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that's the case right now. So the country, I don't know. I'm worried about where we're headed. I mean, I did hear, I don't know, you can look it up. This isn't me projecting anything. Again, not propaganda. Have you seen the interview with Kamala Harris where she talks about that we have to move past the idea of equal opportunity and move to a position of equal outcome?
What does that mean?
That's pure socialism.
That's what I was going to say.
Pure socialism. Equality of outcome means if you do nothing and I work 80 hours a week, we both have $6.
Right.
What the? No. Like, and these, like, people are embracing these ideas. And do you know what part of the problem is? And this is a little note that I have here is the politician celebrities that they're building. One of my children for the last 4 years has been strictly on the right, the other one's been strictly on the left. We have open discussions in the House. It's fine. You know what I mean? Like, we all agree that we're allowed to have our own opinions on things. The one that was a writing has kind of converted to being a lefty. And it's because of people like AOC that are all over Twitter, all over TikTok, wherever you want to put them all the time.
Because they're in the public eye.
But they're celebrities.
But God, okay, but this is where the two-way street divide is.
Okay.
Donald Trump is the president. A lot of people don't like the fact that he's on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he was already a celebrity.
Agreed.
But here's an AOC. Now, you're telling me now that some of the kids are like, well, she's in the mainstream. I'm listening to what she's saying. Maybe she's also a woman. I can relate.
Oh, that definitely.
But so it's okay for AOC to be in the mainstream and on Twitter, but not for the president.
Right. No, definitely not for the president. And did you see, again, so if we're going to talk about her for just a minute, did you see the one thing that she put out there? Didn't retract it. No apology, nothing. She said, I hope that somebody is documenting every one of these people that voted for Trump so that after the fact, they can't retract it. You know what countries used to make lists of people that didn't support them? These are the Russias and the Chinas and the Italys of the world that you want to come back to on people that didn't vote for you, that didn't vote for your side for retribution? I don't know shit. It's my vote.
So now,
who the fuck are you?
So now we're going from socialist to communist.
Right. And it's a slippery slope.
So let's get in our bread lines and let's all make $6 an hour.
Right.
And gas will, I don't know.
It's going to be a mess, to say the least.
So.
Do you think the election's rigged?
I think, at this point, I don't know. I don't have enough intel or knowledge to these accusations. I don't fucking know.
Right.
How will I ever know? You will never know.
Right.
They could come out and say, it was all rigged. President or Donald Trump's still the president. Will we ever really truly know?
Right. I don't know. Because that's the thing that we haven't talked about yet is, you know, Trump has all these lawsuits out there trying to say, you know, there's cheating in 17 different states and crazy stuff's going on. And I feel like so far the Democrats are just sitting back. They're doing their thing. They're getting ready for their transition. But what happens if it does flip? And then they start filing their lawsuits. What are they, like you said earlier, what do you find that way? You know, I mean, I feel like we're people of honor and integrity. I cast my one ballot live in person. I did what I needed to do. You did the same thing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that nobody on the right cheated. I firmly believe that there are people out there that definitely did. So at what point is this going to end up being over? Do you feel like this country is, let me change the question. Do you feel like this country is prime for a real third-party candidate?
I don't know.
You have two sides that vehemently hate each other. To where if somebody can rise like a phoenix from the middle and soak it all up.
I'm going to tell you what. I voted for Ross Perot when he was elect.
Nice.
Or not elect, but running.
I didn't. I voted for Clinton.
Well.
I vote both ways.
Yeah,
I'm one of those guys.
Hey, I voted for Obama the first time. Not the second time.
Right. I mean, I voted for him twice. Sorry.
That's okay.
I mean, but at the time, it seemed like the right idea. By the end of his second term, I was like, oh, this is not going well. You know, and that's why I did. That's why I voted the other way that time. You know, because I was tired of watching my taxes go up along with the price of my health care and nothing getting better.
I mean, I don't understand that one concept alone. Why wouldn't you want to lower taxes on the people and tax the rich more?
But it depends on how you define that. Like, it's a fine line. I mean, we could do an entire show about this, but people that are just independently wealthy, yes. To overtax corporations will kill your economy.
No.
People that are creating jobs and have many employees.
I'm not talking about the businesses.
But there are some businesses that need to pay it, though.
Sure. The structure just needs to, somebody needs to sit down, or 10 people need to sit down with some motherfucking common sense and be like, you know what, if we do these five things and tax these type of companies and then these type of people, this country is going to thrive. Yeah, the rich might get taxed a little bit more, but maybe they fucking should. They've got too much money anyways.
I mean, and it's just going to keep getting worse. I mean, we talked about it earlier about how basically five companies have gotten 80% of the growth through COVID.
I mean, if you're just adding zeros at the end of every year, at some point you need to be taxed on that shit properly.
I don't disagree.
I mean, the middle class is barely making it in most cases.
If you lose them, that's when the country goes to anarchy.
Right.
If you lose your middle class, that's when the country falls to anarchy because there's nobody supporting you anymore. That's where all the taxes are being paid. You know what I mean? Like, those are the people that are going to work every day. They're staying in line. They got something to live for, something to try to take care of, you know.
Something to lose.
They don't want to get in trouble and lose their jobs because they don't want to lose their house. If you take that away and you give an even playing field to everybody, that's when you lose.
Sure.
Because giving an even playing field to everybody is going to remove your middle class because there's no reward for ambition anymore.
Well, they're going to quit working too.
Right.
If everybody gets the same shit, all the middle class that bust their ass and hate their job, they're going to quit going to that job.
I don't disagree with that. So, anything else on the election, country divide? Look through your notes, make sure that we didn't miss anything.
Let's see here. Oh.
Bah, bah, bah.
Do you think, so right now, this moment, do you think Trump should concede?
No. I don't think he should concede at all because, again, he's not fear-mongering and doing a lot of the things that we've seen pushed from other people. He's going through proper channels. He's going through the litigation process, the same process that won Bush the White House. Had he not gone through that process, he would have lost to Gore. We would have had President Gore, you know, somewhere along the way. So, no, I don't think that he should concede at all. Once they tell him that the votes are all certified and that Biden has won the election, go out gracefully, do what you can to start this process and say, hey, I don't agree with it. However, I do concede. Let's support our president. But that's not going to happen. You know what he's going to do?
No.
He's going to if he does have to concede, he's going to create a super PAC. You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
So basically, he is going to create a situation to where He has a loyal union of followers. That is 70 million people. He's not going to just give that up. That's a lot of power to have 70 million people be on your side. So what he's going to do is he's going to leverage that power. And he's going to be like, oh, you want to be the Republican that runs for the governor of Georgia? You're going to need my backing for this. He's basically going to be controlling the Republican Party, because the minute that they try to ostracize him, you know what he does? Deuces. And everybody goes with him. I think that if he
creates... What do you mean? What do you mean everybody goes with him?
If he goes and creates a third party, what do you think? You cut the Republican Party in half? If he created the Donald Trump Party...
So you're saying he's going to create a third party?
No. What I'm telling you is that he's going to create what's called a super PAC, to where basically it's a way for him to keep having influence on everything that goes on in the Republican Party, to where basically, to the extent, if he decides he's going to run in 2024, they're not going to be able to stop him. Because they know that if they do, there has never been a president that had this kind of loyalty from inside their own party before. I mean, I think that most pundits, regardless of what side you're on, is going to agree with this. You know, I mean, the Democrats, if you put,
except for Mitt,
I'm just saying, if you look at the Democrats, if you go back to their primaries, if you would have put Warren, obviously Biden, Kamala Harris, any of these people up there together, I mean, Bernie, they would have all gotten behind him on November 3rd, right? If Trump's like, you guys are trying to screw me and you want to push me out? All right, I'm taking my ball and going home. And he starts a third party, it's going to split the party in half and it's going to give the Democrats all the power.
Right. So that's why I'm saying, why would you do that?
Why would who do what?
Why would you start a third party?
Why would Trump?
Yeah.
For the power. That's it. Because, I mean, he, for the things I can say good and bad both ways, I think everybody in this country is agreeing that he's a narcissist.
For sure.
I mean, there's nobody greater than Donald Trump to Donald Trump.
Sure.
Right? So, oh, you don't want to let me be part of your game? You want to try to kick me out? He's going to be like, I'm going to take my voters and I'm going to move to another platform, because he's going to believe in his heart of hearts that he's going to be able to raise that third party up above the other two parties.
Which all it's going to do is give the Democrats the power.
I think so, but I've been wrong before, so we'll see how that all works out. But the super PAC is something that it's going to happen. It's going to happen one way or another. If he doesn't ultimately lose this election, which I think he's going to.
You do think he's going to lose it?
I do think he's going to lose it.
So you think that Biden will be president?
I do think Biden will be president.
Okay.
For 6 months, and then he's going to be done.
Why for 6 months?
Health reasons. He's going to cite a million different reasons to get out of Dodge, and it's going to be Kamala and Pelosi. I'm calling it. He might hang on for the 2 year and 1 day mark, because if he gets to the 2 year and 1 day mark and then bows out, she can still run for two more terms. 10 years is the maximum that you can be president at this point in time. So if he goes out at 2 years and 1 day, she can serve that 1 year and 364 days and then serve two more terms. So she could end up being a 10-year president, basically.
You really think that's... And why would Pelosi be... So she can appoint another vice president if she becomes president?
It's succession now. No. It's succession. So, if God forbid, something happened to Pence right now, Pelosi's vice president.
Oh. Wouldn't that be funny?
Speaker of the House becomes vice president. But that's under the assumption that Pelosi wins the speakership. Because that's the other thing that's being discussed. Not to get too far down the political rabbit hole, but if enough...
Why not?
There's only, a 10-seat difference in the House right now. So, if... Half of those, five. Actually, you need one more than half, which would be six. If six of those are the conservative type, the conservative Democrats that are kind of the old school ones, and they decide that they're going to team up with the Republicans because they don't want the AOCs of the world becoming speaker and having all that power, you might end up with the Republican in there. So it's a mess, to say the least.
Good grief.
Yes.
The world we live in.
The world we live in.
What else do I have?
I got something lighthearted.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we on to a new topic?
Yeah, we're going.
New all the way?
Pew!
So, if you're anything like me, I do a lot of things based on habit, right? And as you get older, you find that there are certain things that you like, and you're going to use them all the time. I've talked about Heinz ketchup before on the show, right? If I'm going to eat ketchup, I want it to be Heinz.
No, you haven't talked about that.
I haven't?
No.
Dude, there's nothing that compares to Heinz ketchup. It's the greatest ketchup on earth by far, no questions asked.
If you like ketchup.
If you like ketchup.
I despise ketchup.
But if you do, it's the Cadillac of ketchups. I mean, there's nothing that really compares to it.
I can't disagree.
No. So when it comes to those kind of things, I believe that a lot of people get into their own grooves. You like to buy the same kinds of shoes, the same types of things from the store. You have certain things that you're into. I've been using this is so funny. You're gonna laugh at me. I don't give a shit. I've been using the same like shampoo and body wash for forever and ever. And it's just like, I need a change, man. I can't smell this anymore. You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking break out. So I started doing a little bit of research and I kept coming back to this fucking company, Dr. Squatch. Dr. Squatch, which obviously they got a Sasquatch, you know, as like their little guy. But I can't wait. I've got 3 more days and my shipment's going to be here. I got 7 bars of soap coming that are all different. And
so you can't even go to a store and buy this.
No. It's online. They got subscriptions and stuff like that if you want to go that route. I didn't go that route yet, but I'm so excited for it to get here.
What is the scent of your new shampoo?
Haha. So I knew you would ask that.
No, you didn't.
I did. There are actually 7 different ones. There's 7 different bars.
Okay, I want to know which one Jake got.
I got 7.
Oh, you got 7 different... sampler platter?
Yes. There's 7 different bars that are coming along with two different hairy ones. So, but like, it's like, one of them is like beach rum. Like,
so you went from Steady Eddie for the last 20 some years. Yep. Now you're going into the sample platter. You're not going to know which one you like better.
No. Well, I will, because I'm going to try them all. But you know the one I can't wait to try. And it's their number one seller. And it's actually, I looked it up. It's actually one of the, like, the hottest selling soaps in the world right now. You know what it's called?
No.
Pine tar. It's jet black and it's like coarse. And like they say that it's really good for like exfoliating and your beard and like the smell.
Now, is it strictly hair or is this like body wash too?
It's a bar of soap.
Oh, this is a bar of soap.
Yeah, which I'm old school. Like I grew up on bar soap. I ain't used a bar of soap in 15 years.
Well, I use bars of soap.
Oh, see, I don't.
But I also use shampoo and conditioner.
Right. Well, you can get the shampoo and conditioner from them too. And then I did get.
So you only got soap.
I got 7 bars of soap. I have 2 things of shampoo coming, and then just because I wanted to try it, I got 1 pack of one thing of the deodorant just to give it a shot. So just to try something else, to try something different, you know. And I was actually reading the other day about aluminum, and that's what freaked me out, is the typical antiperspirant that I wear and also in the body wash I use, which is from the same company. I'm not going to throw them under the bus, but there's aluminum in both. And the more I read about aluminum is that it causes a shitload of problems. Like if you constantly use like underarm deodorant that has aluminum in it, it can cause cancer. Like it can actually cause breast cancer in men and women, to where like it's becoming a big thing that a lot of companies are starting to take it out. But it's an antiperspirant agent. Like it's one of the things that soaks up all of the moisture. So I'm excited to give this shit a try and to check it out. So the funny part of this whole thing is, so I'm sitting there and I fill the whole thing out. You know what I mean? Because I'm a new customer. I buy it online. It's going to be shipped to my house. And it tells me I got to wait 3 to 7 days for it to show up. Okay, I'll be okay. Like it'll show up eventually. I've still got Old Faithful waiting on me here. So after I finish my order, I get this thing and it says, congratulations, you can gift 1 free bar to somebody. So I'm like, all right, is there a less manly present that I can send to somebody and be like, hey, bro, I bought a whole bunch of soap online. You want a free bar?
I hope you send it to your brother.
No. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm just not going to send this thing. You know, because it's like, are you going to send soap to a male friend of yours?
No.
So literally, I just got this done. Within 5 minutes of this happening, and this has never happened before, our buddy Jake sends me a thing that says, hey, I just used Grubhub for the first time. If you sign up here, your first 3 uses of Grubhub, you save $10, and there's no delivery fee on it. So I'm like, all right, if he's comfortable enough, send it to me. I'm going to be comfortable enough to send it to him. So I'm like, dude, so I did it right there. I haven't used it yet, but I signed up for the Grubhub. $10 off 3 times to get it delivered. If I want to have something delivered that's not standard delivery stuff, why not give it a shot, right?
Yeah.
So I sent it to him, and he sends me a text back. He's like, do you use this stuff? I'm like, no, I just found out about it. I'm just trying it. I didn't know if you were interested. You don't have to use it, you know, like trying to save face. Like 3 minutes later, he sends me a screenshot of his order. He ordered 3 bars plus the free one. So he's got 4 bars coming. And we've been talking about it for a couple of days about it showing up. So then I got an extra bar because somebody that I sent it to bought from him. So I got the extra bar coming now too. So I'm looking forward to checking it out and see what happens.
Well, good luck.
I will keep you posted. It might be the greatest review ever on the show.
I don't know. I had a pretty good one with the Beat Solo.
Oh, you did? You had the Beat Solo for sure.
I've done some good reviews on here.
You have.
What are we talking about? I'm looking forward to the soap, though.
Well, don't look in your stocking too soon, but there might be a little something in there for you.
I'm good.
It'll still be. Oh, you really? You can't change soaps? Are you too good for that?
Zest to the end. No, I don't. I'm never too good. So I want to talk about real quick. Let's see. I think we're
good.
Oh, we've got about 10 minutes, Jake.
10, 20, whatever we got. It's fine.
All right. So I just want to retract something.
Oh, shit. Did the Hoppa mess up?
No.
Oh.
I did not mess up, but I have had a change of heart and a flip-flop on this topic.
Oh, my God. Is this going to give me a win?
No. I have an update. I have stated on the show that I absolutely hate, with a capital fucking H, bright-ass headlights, because they're dangerous and they are just
they don't seem courteous.
They're not. Well, I have been I'm not going to go into full details, but I've been driving a different vehicle, and it's got
they're Silver Stars is what you have in them. Yeah. They are the shit in the world of headlights. I've seen them.
Motherfucking brightest headlights now.
And that's just the standard. When you flip them bitches on high beam.
So I'm going to tell you what. In the evenings or after dark, I'm literally going down the road laughing. The other night, my daughter and I were driving, and we were behind somebody, and I think it was a couple of old ladies. And the one old lady's like looking in the back, and she finally brings up this Manila folder, and she's like hiding her face because just the sheer brightness of these things. It's a truck, so it's a little bit higher up. And it's just blasting the back of their heads.
Piercing.
And they're looking, and they're. And I get this all the time, and I'm pretty much just laughing in sheer just joy that I am that asshole now.
You are that asshole.
And I am loving. Excuse me. I'm loving every fucking minute of it. So, yeah, I flip-flopped on that just because I have the power now.
So you can't do anything about the cars driving towards you. What you can do to not be – to be a little bit more courteous, knowing that you're swinging the fucking bright light big dick here, back off.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does. If you back off a good 30, 40 extra yards, yeah, it does.
No, I'm telling you.
I've had them. I know.
No, listen. The with the height of the truck.
I get it.
I come up and so this is when cars are coming at me. All I'm looking for the glowing face.
The glowing face.
And I get it. And on the way here, I got flashed twice. And guess what they get? Ultra Silver Star.
Yeah. I mean, that is the best. When you have a car, I had a Forte, a Kia Forte that had them. And it was the first car I had that had them. And I'm like, you can see amazing at night with these things. And the first time I threw them on out in the middle of the out in the sticks, I'm like, holy shit, dude, how many times people come past me and they flick their brights on because they think mine are on. I'm like, winner.
Like, well, we were just talking about this
right
out in the boondocks. Yeah. You're like, I am not flipping my brights on to these people because they might turn around and shoot my ass.
Yes.
And I'm okay with that. But you get into town here where everybody thinks that they're just, you know, they need a silver spoon, and they're like, hey, fuck you with those brights. And I'm like, no, fuck you.
Right.
Those were my regulars, right. And I know you're crying.
Your
now.
Brights are my normal, son.
So I'm surprised that I'm actually that quick just from on the wheel. I'm like, kapow!
Kapow!
Ka-ching! Ka-chow! So that's a lot of fun I'm having with that.
I'm glad you've enjoyed the Silver Stars.
So I have been out hunting lately.
You have been?
I've been out hunting wabbits. No, not really. I've been out scoping the whitetail.
Yes.
It's been pretty interesting, to say the least.
Have you enjoyed it overall?
I have.
Okay, good.
I have.
I'm glad.
And I recently got to witness a deer being gutted for the first time. And I wanted to talk about this on the show real quick. It is definitely, I mean, it's everything that I thought it would be. I mean, come on. When you're ripping a large animal open and you're taking the guts out, you expect it to be pretty much one way.
Yeah.
Blood and guts. And that's exactly what it is. What did I write down here? It is definitely one of those go get it done type of tasks. You're not probably going to be dilly-dallying. You want to get it over with. No one really wants to be, well, not everybody wants to be elbows deep in a deer pulling the guts out and trimming the intestines out. I say most of us because we know someone that enjoys that.
We know a guy. He's one of our loyal listeners, the Moonshine Mafia. He he is an avid hunter, and he is a surgeon by day, and the work that he does cleaning one up is
immaculate.
It's generational. I'll tell you that. It's a different. It's very rare that you get some people, somebody that crosses those two lines,
yeah,
and carries the same type of professionalism that he has with people onto an animal. Yes. It's next level.
So
you haven't even seen it yet.
So no, I haven't, and I'm excited too. But so during this process, I'm holding the front legs. Jake has got the he broke the back legs, so they're nice and wide.
You got to pop the pelvis, is what you're doing.
Yeah, so not to get too graphic here, but and then he goes in. And I'm watching him, and I'm watching what's going on, and I'm watching Jake's face, and I'm just going back and forth. And now he tells me later that the first time he ever did this, the smell got to him. So rethinking what's going on, I'm like, he's making a different face than I've really ever seen Jake make, and it's just a concentrated. I want to get this done. I need to get this done. And as I'm looking and as I'm listening to what he told me later, I'm like, he just doesn't want to smell this stuff. I mean, I get it. You don't want to be in there as long as you have to be. I understand that. But it was just a little bit comical, but at the same time, it's a get or done type of job.
Yeah.
And also, when you do watch somebody do that, you do gain a whole new level of respect for them. Because you're like... And especially going into Jake's study over there, and he's got 5 or 6 deer heads on the wall, and I know he's killed way more than that. I'm like, he's done this quite a bit. So you gain a little bit of respect. So I will tell you, the last time I was in the woods, a young deer with what you were saying, anywhere between like 6 to 10 inches of antler, but they're small. They're not a whole lot going on.
Yeah.
What would you say, about a year and a half?
Typically, that's a year and a half old deer, yeah.
Okay. So I had this spike come around, and the first time he came by pretty close, didn't really notice me. I kind of watched him. He went and he fed on some corn. And then later in the afternoon, he came back by, and this time he saw me, and he was really wanting to investigate what I was doing. So he came really, really close. I could have killed this guy a couple times. I have not killed a deer to this point, but I do believe in conservation. I'd like to see this fella get a little bit older, maybe live a couple more years, so that he's something, in my opinion, worthwhile, you know.
Sure.
As far as I don't want to say he would be a trophy buck, but get into those.
He well could.
Into that realm if he lives long enough.
Sure.
So I had no inclination of killing him.
Right.
But then, as I was getting out of the woods, another spike came by. It was getting dusk enough that I don't know if it was the same one.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe his antlers were a little bit taller. Possibly it could have been the same one. So I'm telling my son this story.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 12. And he goes, Dad, if you go back down again and you see what you think is that same deer, you have to kill him. And I said, really? He goes, yes. Because he's basically coming your way. It's just inevitable that he's ready to go.
Yeah.
I said, well, it's hard to argue with logic sometimes, but yeah. I mean, if the deer is coming around a hunter that many times, eventually he's going to die.
Eventually, yeah. I don't disagree with that. And I've always said your first deer is always going to be your decision on what you're comfortable taking, what you're comfortable not taking.
Right.
The first 4 deer I shot at, I didn't kill any of them. I missed 3 times and basically took out the elbow one time to where I had a deer limping through the woods running away from me. You know what I mean? To where it's like, it's putting the crosshairs on it and finishing off. Like I think that we've shot enough that you do a really good job. You get the whole aim small, miss small, you know, put it where you need to, yeah. Take your shot. I mean, I think that it's going to be awesome. I can't wait for you to do it. I can't wait to walk you through the gutting process. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah, and just to finish the graphic description. So Jake's like, okay, grab that bottle of water. And this fella's got blood up to his elbows, and he's like, we got to get cleaned up here. So sprinkle that on there. So that was...
That's what you got to do, man.
That's what you got to do. I mean, you don't want to walk around blood up to your elbows the rest of the day. And that's all I got.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I will tell you this. Anybody that's hunted will be like, yep, for sure. One of the things that you, as a guy, I think that you, or a girl, I didn't mean it that way, but as somebody that takes pride in your work,
yes.
How's that? I think that one of the things that you will get an extreme amount of joy out of that I have over the years is for those of you that don't know, the back strap on a deer. So if you take the where a deer's spine is, there's two long strips of meat, one on each side. That is the back strap. To where on a good sized deer, you're talking it's about that long and probably about that thick, right? To where a lot of people butterfly them. I don't, because I like my shit super thick. The first time that you trim one of those all up nice and good, put it in the refrigerator for about 2 days to marinate ahead of time, you get that thing on the grill, you know, you get it just primed the way you want to. The first time that you bite into one of those and you realize that you truly love eating something that you shot, it's over from there. You're going to be like, yep, this is fucking amazing. And then, it's also a different thing. Cause I mean, harvesting your own food, not from Walmart, is a different thing.
No, for sure. And I was thinking about that because, I mean, you know, with the tag and the processing, you know, you got a couple bills in there, whatnot. And
about a bill.
Well, yeah. Right.
I mean, first year with having to buy camo and stuff, you definitely raised the price of poker.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just talking about, you know, 10 years in, what am I, or 5 years in, what's the true expense? And I was thinking about, well, what could I get with one bill going to a butcher? Could I get something? Could I get a whole freezer full? You know, so I'm mentally weighing this out.
Sure.
Not that I don't want to proceed and shoot to kill. I plan on it. But I was just weighing it out. But no, I do. I was also thinking about people that absolutely do this because this is how they feed their family.
Sure.
Or help feed their family.
Right.
And like my wife, she's at this point, she's not all sold on it all yet. As far as, you know, filling up the freezer or getting an extra freezer and filling that up with.
Oh, man. Really?
Well, I'm hoping to change that.
You will.
Because I think that over time when we're like, yeah, we got some down in the freezer. Okay, we'll go get it. Let's make some dinner.
Yeah. As long as you do it right, you'll be fine. Yeah. I mean, and that's one of those things that if you don't do it right, you're going to be like, that's fucking terrible. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure there's between seasoning and getting the meat mixed proper.
And trimmed. I mean, that's one of the biggest things. Like, not to go too far in crazy depth here, but even what you get back from the butcher, when they get your deer all cut up and it's packed for you, you want to always make sure that you trim, like, every bit of the fat off. Like, you know how on a really good beef steak, like, you want a good marble, you know, give me a nice ring of fat around it, you know, helps cook the juices in it and everything. It don't work like that with deer. They have fat that's not from standing around eating grain all day. Theirs is a way of staying alive when the winter gets hard.
Right.
You know what I mean? To where it's a little bit different consistency for some of that kind of stuff. But no, Adam's done great so far. It's been a pleasure to have you out in the woods with me this year. We've talked about me having my knee surgery. So that's kind of where this whole idea came from. Like, I didn't want to be out in the woods by myself. Adam's somebody that I know and I can trust. Obviously we've done over 100 shows together between the two shows.
That's right.
He's done fantastic. He's been on point the entire time. So I'm ready for it to happen during gun week. I can't wait for you to drop the hammer. You know, it's going to be fucking sweet. And
well, if it doesn't, I'm not going to be overly disappointed. It's been fun so far. I'm not.
It's getting to the point though. It's time to cash in.
Yeah, no, I agree. But at the same time, Jake doesn't understand this at all. But I'm not in an over. Even though, you know, yeah, I spent some money on some camo, spent some money on a license and a tag, but I'm not over. Just. Freaking out to kill something. I'm going to be. This is just who I am.
No, it's fine. You are more judicious than I am. That's fine.
I'm just more, if you want to say, meticulous. As far as I'm going to be, just more selective. I really don't have any. excuse me. I don't have any need to kill a doe. In my opinion, at this point, maybe down the road, I'd be like, no, I'm taking her out. But right now, I'm just gonna. I don't want to shoot a spike, but you know, somewhere in the 8-point range, I'll go for. So,
well, you get the gun week. I'm gonna tell you what, does are a good time. Yeah. Dropping does during gun week is a good time.
Chopping broccoli.
Because we're getting through the end of the rut to where you never know what you're gonna get, and you got a gun in your hand and you get a wide open, nice, clean shot at a doe. There's a reason it's only 7 days long, gun season. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true.
Because
with the range,
right? Because you got the hammer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
We'll give you an update after gun week happens, and we get out there for another couple days together. It's gonna be awesome. Can't wait.
Take some pictures of some bloody arms.
That's right. So I think that's just about everything for the night.
That is it, mon frere.
So as we always talk about to end the show, if you are struggling with substance abuse or any other thing like that to where you're struggling with some mental illness, please reach out, get a hold of somebody before you do something bad. You can reach out at 1-800-622-4357. Somebody on the other end of the line will be there to take care of you.
Absolutely. So if you have bad thoughts about hurting yourself or others or just can't kick that substance abuse, give the number a call.
That's right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Give somebody that's on the opposing political side from you a hug this week, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Pip, pip.
Cheerio!